BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Break Show.
Oh, really? Okay. Long face, stay here and do a break show with Nick.
Hey, chats. How's it going? I am on the stream. Ooh, can I make myself bigger? If you know what I mean. The answer is kind of. Whoa. How does that look on the actual stream? I don't think it looks bad. Just a little zoomy. Oh, and this thing pops up. We got to get rid of that. There we go. All right. I think that's okay. Shake, bro. There should be a... You know how you have Chrome, right? And then sometimes you got to do something incognito. And so you go Chrome incognito, right? But then you can log in somewhere. And then every incognito window after that saves the password from your old incognito window. So it's like the cookies share each other within incognito, but not within normal. But what if you want to go another level of incognito and get another login? If you kept going incognito levels, it'd be incogception. Are you ever using someone's microwave, but you haven't used it very often, and it's counting down? It's like 5, 4, 3, but you want to add 30 seconds, but you can't find the add 30 second button, and it's like you've got 3 seconds to find the add 30 second button before it explodes. And I think it's good training for if you ever have to defuse a bomb, and then the bomb is just like, it's just a button to turn it off. So there's that. Moral of the story, buy a bunch of different microwaves and practice your bomb defusing. Sleeping in an airport is not that bad. You get there early because you're scared of the snowstorm, and then you realize, oh, there was no snowstorm, so now I'm here 4 hours early, and I'm super freaking tired because I didn't sleep. I just stayed up all night. And so you get there, and then you go to the baggage claim, and then you sleep. I'm actually thinking of moving into the airport. It's pretty warm. How long do you think I could sleep there before they'd be like, you need to not sleep here? Probably one day, right? They'd be like, there's a guy just sleeping here. What if you just changed outfits and baggage every day? I'm like, no, I'm a different person. So I sleep in the baggage claim. People are like vacuuming or sweeping around me. But whatever. Didn't go bad. The microwave goes 3, 2, 1 point. 5, 4, 3 point. I get it. Got pulled over again, just on the same day that I got back from my trip, driving through an intersection, blue lights. I'm like, what did I do this time? I'm pretty sure the light was green. I couldn't possibly be speeding because I was just going through an intersection. Pull over. First of all, that dumb idiot in front of me on the road also pulls over, and he sits there for a literal 5 minutes. Waiting to see if the cop pulled me over or pulled him over. The cop is behind me.
Everyone in New England is a sheep.
I'm like, so the cop walks up to my window. I'm like, what's this guy doing? And I point forward, and he's like, well, he probably thinks I stopped him. I said, well, you could get 2 for 1. And I still don't know why I'm pulled over. And he says, I pulled you over because you have frost on your windshield.
It didn't affect me, so I didn't really.
And I'm like, no, I don't. And I hit the button to do the liquid that comes onto the thing, and then it's just my wipers are bad because they got frozen and just missing this one spot. So I have a little bit of dirt on the windshield, got pulled over for a tiny bit of dirt. Luckily, I hadn't been drinking for hours, so it wasn't a problem, but still. Wouldn't it be funny if, you know how on Facebook it says, blah, blah, blah has updated their profile picture, and it's just their stupid picture? I'm going to make my profile picture the screenshot of someone else having updated their profile picture. And that would creep that person out insanely. Oh, that's the end of the break show. Hello? Oh, they've muted me. Am I muted?
You're not muted.
Okay. Why are you muted?
Because we're talking off mic.
Well, I have no other break show notes.
I shouldn't get real drunk first.
Probably not.
Yeah. Because I got stuff to do.
Why?
After this. Well, that's not why.
You should get real drunk second for one.
Yes. I should get real drunk second. Because I'll feel less bad about it.
About getting drunk?
Yeah.
Oh. Isn't that why we're here? That's what this...
What can't you do drunk?
For 7 years, this has been our excuse to drink.
You guys were sober and I was drunk.
I'm drunk right now.
You're making fun of me and I can't defend myself.
Whatever. I'm an old man. I can get away with it.
Hello?
Well, I'm going to go get another Rebel.
Hello?
Rebel IPA?
Nicholas!
What?
Why is it so windy in this cave?
In the restaurant airport, right? Sorry. I was in the airport restaurant. This is stupid. I'm not talking about this.
Restaurant airport. I'd like to see that.
You can't.
I'll talk
about
it. No, I'll talk about it on the regular show. I put it in the show notes already.
All right, in five.
Oh, four. Oh, you guys got to get a beer.
What? Hurry up.
Whatever.
43.
Yeah.
We'll time you. Can't wait till Rowan's the age where you time him to do things and that just you get him to do chores.
Just get a whistle, a coach's whistle, and an old-fashioned stopwatch.
Rowan, see how fast you can do this.
All right.
Yeah.
Slave labor. Hilarious. Hey!
Bring your mom this beer.
What's the chat say? Are they participating today?
Screenception. You'll lose some friends for that. What's this talking about? Nothing fun. It's all lame.
That's what I would expect from the chat.
There's a blank square in the bottom of the right of the feed. You should put some breasts there or something.
That's actually
turn it up. That's what someone said. Wait, are you saying the stream isn't loud enough?
Go to your computer settings to the volume and turn them up, you
yeah,
stupid fuck.
Because I don't know what I can do to turn it up any louder. I could artificially boost the mixer, but that's not going to be very good.
Because then we'll be peaking the whole time.
That's what it would sound like. What?
I found this drop.
Oh.
From CSI. I forgot we did something with that once, right?
How did that make that noise?
What's that?
Nothing. We got to get me on a bigger screen. Puke, can you even see me?
No. There's a little tiny blob. Yeah, we got to figure something out with this, with the Skypes.
I mean, I can quit the show. It's fine.
Wait, you guys need to see Puke?
For like the fifth time. No, I don't need to see.
Why do we need to see you?
No, it'd be better if we could see him if he's Skyping in with video, and then it's like he's really here. Yeah, throw it to that screen. That's the problem, is Skype should be on my computer with the big screen, but my computer's not hooked in. Wait, my computer is hooked into the board.
Not the way we need it to be.
Oh, right, because then Nick wouldn't hear us.
All right, can't we just, wait a minute.
The easiest way is to just hook up the second monitor, figure out if that works or not, put that somewhere.
That is true. If I was on the second monitor, this wouldn't be a problem, but I don't know.
What's the second monitor?
The one behind you on the floor.
No, meaning there has to be another output on the motherboard because we don't have a video card.
I get what you're saying.
I don't know that there is.
So we just take the fourth seat and we put
a monitor,
in the chair with Nick's face on it.
That'd be perfect.
To stand in for the robot that we're going to get eventually. Remember the robot? We're going to get a robot.
Wait, why am I illiterate?
Who are you talking to?
Johannes.
Oh.
He says it appears that Andrew is illiterate.
That is correct. He can't spell for shit.
We can run with that.
Hold on a second. Puke is the... Hang on. Screenception. Sheption. Screenception. I'm not illiterate. God damn it. Whatever.
This is why Andrew can't get drink first.
You can't get drink first?
Does Tony have any notes that he wants to put on the thing?
I got nothing.
Yeah, you looked at the show notes?
I come in blind.
He's going blind.
Oh.
Is he the new regular guest?
Oh, shit.
He's a guest.
I'm just here.
Oh.
He abandoned his boy.
Oh, they're going to a party.
I've abandoned my boy.
Yeah, just yell, I've abandoned my boy. I've abandoned my child.
I've abandoned my child.
No, play the clip.
I got to find it.
You what, Nick?
I like interviewing children on the show, so if you want to bring any in.
Yeah, his kid isn't...
Yeah...
talky enough.
Yeah, he's not vocal yet.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes noise, but...
Yeah, I mean, he says some words.
He says baby when he wants to watch Boss Baby.
Yeah, but not enough...
Say it loud. say it louder.
I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my
good
boy.
Acting.
There you go.
What is that from? What is that?
It's from
Better Off Dead. There will be blood. Sorry.
Yeah. Same thing.
I know Andrew says Better Off Dead so many times a day. Stuck my head. Yeah, There Will Be Blood. That's what is that guy?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes.
I wasn't unable to understand what you've been chatting about. I haven't paid attention enough to see what you've been chatting about.
What y'all bitches chatting
about? I'm arguing with Johans.
Okay.
Just saying. And 5, 4.
What are we talking about?
Oh, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? You paid a guy.
Right. I still have two things
hear
on
about
the show
that.
Notes, and Puke has one.
Puke
Should
went
we
to
do
a
the
hospital.
Actual notes?
Sure. Why not? You went on a trip. We live in a city.
Uh-huh. Wait, what else happened on my trip?
Tinder.
Other than the one thing.
Tinder.
Other than that.
Oh.
We can do that on the PCL, maybe.
Oh, my God. I wish the chat could see this photo right now.
It's very flattering.
How can I make the chat see this? Can I tear a cam off the
table?
Oh, fuck. Wait. Telegram it to Nick, and then Nick put it up as the third screen. instead of your video feed, we need this photo up constantly.
Okay.
Wait.
All right, hold
actually,
on. We'll start after,
that would
we,
work.
After we hash this out.
It?
After we hash this out, we'll start the second half.
This is a good test of our... That's not going to work, Puke. You just sent me a link to your folder archive on your computer.
I was trying.
Which I obviously don't have access to.
There we go.
Oh, my God. When is this from?
I don't know. Years ago.
Really?
I don't know. Well, let's see here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
what studio is that?
This is in the Keen studio before Andrew moved out of Julia's place. I have a date of September 16th, 2013.
Oh, God. I'm so fat. All right, chat. Oh, wait. What are you doing?
It's also a horrible photo. So
I was texting you.
Oh, there we go. He's sharing it. There it is. There it is, chat.
It's hard for the chat to see because I'm still small in a corner, but there, that's the photo. That was pretty good technology. That was funny that you sending it across the country to me was quicker to get it on the screen than you just somehow getting it on the screen.
Sorry, we're looking at other photos that you can't see.
Okay, I'll stop.
I think that this is good. This
is
embarrassing,
so
but this is a testament to progress, I suppose.
Right. Think about how thin your chin is now.
Bradley neck, in the chat no says fat neck. Is that your dadly?
What?
No, that's Bradley Meyer, I think.
Not Bradley, your dadly.
Is this the break show?
Oh,
that just broke Andrew.
Guys, I'm making this my new Tinder front page photo.
There you go. Yeah, lower their expectations. Then
I
when
like
they
to
see
under-promise.
You, yeah,
oh,
you never
yeah,
want
you
to
do
over-promise.
The opposite.
Right. It's like the opposite of catfish. You know, you find the one chick that's like, yeah, this guy's all right. And then when she shows
on the bottom of the river, the
oh
bottom
fuck,
feeders.
They eat poop.
What's the what's the ones that float up top? The dead ones.
Turds.
Bradley in the chat says, "Arg my penis."
Why?
Even... In response to that picture?
Yeah.
No, you don't get it. Call
no.
back.
No, we...
To a book.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna come.
It's not even a callback. It's just a reference to the book.
Yeah,
a reference is a callback.
Are we going to start the second half?
I tried.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.